What up, world? This is your host, Nigel Jamal, checking in. Elevated Toes Radio. Let's get it, man. This episode, we're going to discuss the 12 universal laws. Now, there are a few more universal laws out there, and these are just laws that are impacted by nature. These are laws that are here because of nature. Man didn't create them, but what we did was we defined them in such a way that anyone can understand it, or anyone can begin to wrap their minds around the concept. So without further ado, let's get started. The 12 universal laws. So in order to begin to understand these laws, you have to start with the introduction, which is everything is energy. Everything is energy. So if you ever heard somebody say, you know, negative vibes or positive vibes or bad energy or good energy or things like that, that's what it is. Everything is energy. Everything in the universe is energy and vibrates at its own frequency. Energy cannot be destroyed. It can only be transformed from one state to another. And those states are, if you know, gas, liquid, solid, and plasma. Our thoughts, our bodies, the economy, the environment, and the social structures are all energy states. The universe has three types of energy, and those types of energy are positive, negative, and neutral. All these energies can use laws of the universe to manifest and create whatever it wants. Positive energy uses these laws for self-empowerment, growth, creation, and love. Negative energy uses these laws for control, poverty, destruction, and hate. And then the neutral energy uses these laws to ensure that there's a balance between negative and positive. So, moving forward, everything is energy. Everything around you, everything around us, me and you, is energy. The human body consists of three states. Our organs are solid, our blood is liquid, and our soul is gas. Combine these energies and you get a frequency, which can be negative or positive. That's why you got, you know, positive people, positive vibes. And then that's why you got negative people, negative vibes. Positive vibes are like a higher frequency, and you will know them, you know, because they care about humanity, love, and they empower others, and they're extremely creative. Negative people, they have a lower frequency. They live in fear. They feel like a victim. They hate others. They criticize others. They try to manipulate and control others, and, you know, that whole rabbit hole. So, the very first law, this is in, like, no particular order. You can talk about them, learn about them however you like, but we're going to start with the law of oneness. The law of oneness states that everything in this world is connected. Anything we think, we believe, we do, or say affects the world and the universe around us. So watch what you think. Excuse me. You ever heard the saying, change your thoughts, change your life? Well, we'll get into that later. The law of oneness. We're all connected. You ever have a thought about somebody and then they text you? You ever have, you know, your grandma was like, baby, I was just thinking about you. And then, you know, you get the phone call from her, or you call her. That's because everything is connected, and that is the law of oneness. The law of vibration, that's number two. That describes that everything in this universe vibrates. This law holds truth in every aspect of life. Vibration is the physical world. Within our thoughts, our feelings, our desires, and our dreams, every vibrational frequency has a unique vibration. Like the word love has its own vibration frequency. And then the word hate has its own, you know, vibration and frequency. And I don't even need to say it in that way. I could just be like, love, hate. And you see how you feel? You see how you feel when you hear those two words? And how different the energy is, just think about that. Feel it. You know what I'm saying? Feel that. Perceive that. All right, moving forward. Law of oneness, law of vibration, the law of action. Action brings results. Actually, action kills anxiety. So, but we'll go on to that later. Manifesting different results depending on our thoughts, dreams, and emotions and words. So, what we do brings results. The law of action. The things we think, the things we dream, or the dreams we dream, the feelings we feel, and the words we use all bring different results forward. So, therefore, if we want a particular dream to come true, if we want a particular thought to manifest, or to feel a certain emotion, or to bring a certain action forward and manifest that, we have to be mindful of the things we're thinking, the things we're dreaming, the feelings we're feeling, and the words we're using. Everything vibrates. Words have energy. Your actions depict your results. That's the law of action. The law of correspondence. This law, it places us in the driver's seat of our own life. It, like, this right here is, you know, the best way to describe the law of correspondence is our inner world reflects our outer world. So the way we feel inside is a direct mirror for the experience we're having on the outside. You got to take responsibility for your own life. If you don't, you know, if you look around and you're like, man, I don't like this. I don't like where I'm at. I don't like what I'm doing. Well, where you're at and where you're doing, hard pill to swallow, is based directly on the way you're feeling inside. Everything that you've done up to this point in this very moment is a direct reflection of the way you feel inside. That's the law of correspondence. The law of cause and effect. This law states that nothing happens by chance. Like, there's no coincidence. For this law, we have to look at every action, because every action has an appropriate reaction. I believe that Sir Isaac Newton is the one who discovered this. And he said that every action has an equal and opposite reaction, which, if you look at an image of a plant and soil, this means that we reap what we sow. You plant seeds of goodness and you reap goodness. You plant seeds of negativity and you reap negativity, you know? And that, like, combines with the energy, the vibration, the action, and correspondence to get your cause and effect. It's like these laws are all working together in unison to bring about what we are thinking, feeling, and doing internally. You know, if you have inner conflict, then your outer world will reflect outer conflict. You know, you ever been around somebody who, you know, you just get around them and you're like, something feels off, like this person, well, that person got something going on this side, and that's everything vibrates. You can feel it. You can sense it. You know, it is what it is. Let's go. The law of compensation. The law of compensation, you know, blessings, abundance, poverty, and restriction. Those are all like you lose what you don't use. The great Jim Rohn said that the ambition that we refuse to use, we lose. So if you have like talent and you don't use it, you lose it. But if you have talent and you use it, you get compensated for it. And that brings blessings into your life. It's good deeds, you know. You do a good deed, offset, you know, whatever negative karma, negative bad things or negative emotions. Bring about compensation. The law of compensation is the application of cause and effect. Compensation is the visible effect of our deeds. It can show up as gifts, money, friendships, and any other blessings that is due to our actions. So, that's that. The law of attraction. Everybody, you know, if you've seen the movie The Secret, or if you've read the book The Secret, or any of the self-help books out there, the gurus. The gurus are good, though. You know, like, they have valuable things to say, and they bring a great perspective on the universal laws. So, the law of attraction, it states that, you know, that people, places, things, and events come into our lives through our thoughts, our feelings, our words, and our actions. And all of these thoughts and actions are energy, and we place out into the world the energy that we're holding on to, which brings about the experience that we're experiencing. You ever heard the saying, your vibe attracts your tribe? Well, that's the law of attraction in action. And if you hold on to negative thoughts and negative energies, well, you get negative experiences and negativity. And if you hold on to positive thoughts, positive energies, and the things you desire versus the things you fear, then you bring about positive experiences and just a good life. You know, the people living the good life are having good thoughts. The people living the good life are positive. Sometimes they've gotten there through manipulation or whatever, but that will be, you know, they will always return to that zero point. Remember, there's positive energy, negative energy, and neutral energy. So if someone has gotten to a good place in life, but through negative circumstances, they will be dropped right back down because of the neutral energy in the universe. It's just the way it works. I didn't make this up. I'm just sharing, and you're hearing, I hope. And that's what it is. So that's the law of attraction. And there are many books out there on the law of attraction. Find the one that works for you and do like your research, fact check your sources. And also, like, if something doesn't feel right when you're reading it, and just move on, move forward, all right? The law of perpetual transmutation of energy. This states that as energy, we all have the power to change any condition in our lives, producing a higher vibration. Producing a higher higher vibration actually transforms the lower ones. So change your thoughts, change your life. Here we are. So remember, I mentioned that we're going to come back to this. You change your thoughts. You change your thoughts and you change your life. If you're focused on the things you fear, you can literally, it takes practice, but you can literally switch to gratitude and thanksgiving and say, you know, I'm grateful for what I do have. I'm grateful for where I am now. I'm grateful for what I'm doing. I'm grateful that I'm here. If you become grateful for the things that you have in your life now, then you'll bring about more experiences of things that bring you joy, happiness, compassion, laughter, joy, all of that. And that is the law of perpetual transmutation of energy. In certain instances, it's called alchemy. But we'll get on that later too. change your thoughts, change your life. And I want to share a quote from the late great Wayne Dyer, Dr. Wayne Dyer. He said, change the way you look at things and the things you look at change. That's another example of the law of perpetual transmutation of energy. Now, those are big words, or it's like a mouthful of words, but look at it, look into it, and you'll see. The law of relativity. So nothing is good, nothing is bad, nothing is big, nothing is small until it has been experienced and compared to something else. Nothing in life has any meaning except for the meaning we give it. Light only exists because dark. And strength only exists because weakness. And pleasure only exists because pain. And happiness only exists because sadness. And joy only exists because anger and those other negative emotions. Positivity only exists because negativity. That's the law of relativity. It's a pretty straightforward, if you get the concept. The law of polarity. So this law states that everything has an opposite. Light has to have dark in order to understand each. And we cannot have left without the right. And we cannot have down without up. So if you've ever experienced some like really, really bad lows or really lows in your life, man, that means you're getting ready to experience some really happy times and better experiences. Have you ever heard the expression, you go through a breakdown to have a breakthrough? Well, that's the law of polarity. Failure, success, pretty simple. And to wrap things up, well, it's probably, let's see. The law of rhythm. This law states that everything vibrates, everything moves, and everything establishes seasons, cycles, stages, patterns, like, you know, snowflakes, you know, they're symmetrical. Butterflies, they're symmetrical. The sun, the moon, sunrise, sunset, cold, hot. It's like a dance, you know, the dance of life, beginning and habits, you know. When something is a continuous rhythm, then that's a habit and it's permanent. If you don't use your mind, then you just become a part of the rhythm. And that's that. You know, you got fall, winter, spring, and summer. Those are all due to the law of rhythm. And they happen every single year. So, there's no way to disagree with this. This is the universal laws. It's the way the universe works. As above, so below. As within, so without. Last but not least, the law of gender. So the law of gender manifests in all things as masculine and feminine. It's the law that governs all creation. It's the law that, you know, manifests the animal kingdom as sex. It decrees that everything in nature is both female and male because both are required for life to exist. So that's the 12 universal laws. There are many other laws that exist within the universe and that you can learn about, so that way you can create the future you want to see and the best life for yourself. Thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. It's your boy, Nigel Jamal, Elevated Souls Radio. And always remember, when they go low, we get high. Signing off. Yes.